The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So, you're probably having a bad day if you're trying to drive on Richmond about now near the Galleria. Just saying, let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow, with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. Technically, it's percentages. We know that for those of you who are new and like to point that out.
You got it.
But we play What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call or text or tweet or send smoke signals, which you can do right now from Richmond Avenue.
Look, there's someone communicating with
you, Fred. And they're saying, what are the odds? We both walked in about a minute before the show thanks to the traffic.
Yeah. Traffic not great in the city of Houston today.
Yeah, I would just...
Worse than usual,
if you
say.
Have any business over in the Galleria area, do not... Well... Just blow it off.
Don't be in a rush.
Yeah, unless you've got all day, because Richmond is basically closed from Sage to Chimney Rock for a big fire that I'm going to tweet out a picture of on the break that you can actually see from our window. And so I had to do a bunch of going around the back ways to get in. So
you know what happens when you guys show up like a minute before the show starts?
You panic.
I panic, and I'm like, wait, are they at a broadcast today? No, I don't think they are. And then and then you guys stroll in at the same time and go, what? Were they in a meeting that I didn't know of? And then you guys sit down and go, well, there's a look at that fire outside. That's why we were almost late.
Well, I always, if I'm not going to make it, I always try to text you with plenty of warning.
Yeah, I was about 30 seconds away from texting you guys.
Yeah, but no, actually, we were in a meeting talking about getting a new producer. Just, you know, we weren't supposed
to tell you about it.
But no, and frankly, I got like, over at Richmond at about, I don't know, 3:35. I had plenty of time. And it took all of that to get around there and find a way to get to the station. So if you're driving around, stay away from that. And by the here's a good sign to avoid something when you're in Houston, when you see helicopters everywhere. And I thought they were over 59, so I got off of 59 and took West Park, thinking I was being smart. And actually I was, because if you're on 59, don't stop to look at the fire.
No.
All that does is slow everything down, and somebody's going to run into the back of you, because we know what happens.
Shame.
Yeah. Anyway, other than that, what's happening, Mr. Hoffman?
That's about it. You know, sports and traffic.
Okay.
That's what today's about.
Yeah, we could do a Flying Ryan
Flying Ryan moon.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we talked to him.
But if you're on Richmond, you're totally screwed right now. That's about all I got. Watch out for a fire.
I only do my traffic reports from helicopters.
Yeah.
You have to
that's the best Tiffany Terrell I can do. Sorry. It's not very good. But, well, I noticed John was active on Twitter last night watching his Astros. Well,
that was one of the first times I got to sit down and watch the entire game, because I usually don't. I just kind of check the box score.
Why'd you have a chance to watch? Your girlfriend on her period?
No. I went to steak night.
Oh, okay.
And they had it up there. We went to one of Fred's favorite places, the front porch.
Okay. That's a good steak night, isn't it?
Yeah. But no.
Were they doing trivia last night,
too? Yeah, they were.
That's fun. I wish you'd have told us, because I was looking for something to do last night.
Well, I didn't know until I got off of work, and then I got a text from her brother saying, hey, let's do steak night. I was like, okay. I just went over there.
How'd you do in the trivia?
We didn't stay that long, but we got like 4 points in the first round, which is not good at all.
That's not great.
No, that's terrible.
No. But
the night we won, we had a total of like 63 points. It was the worst group of trivia people ever, and then we lost the the thing they gave us for our free alcohol.
Yeah, I didn't know pennies were made of zinc now, so I got that wrong. And I got other stuff. I didn't stay around for the answers. But no, we went there, and I was like, I told them to switch it to the Astros game on the TV closest to where we were. And I noticed that Lance McCullers was throwing a lot of breaking balls. And I'm wondering if that had anything to do with what happened to his elbow.
Well, listen, you can't be a one-pitch guy. And I know Lance McCullers throws hard. I'm of the belief that curveball is his best pitch. And maybe it's because he throws so hard with his fastball that you've got to have something else. And that's why I think he's been so effective. I don't know. I mean, what's he going to do? Just throw only fastballs?
No, but it seemed like 75-80% of his pitches were either a slider or a curveball.
Well, also remember the lineup that he's facing. I mean, you're facing a bunch of Batistas and Encarnaciones that if you throw fastballs, you're getting punished. You know, those guys put fastballs in the seats all the time. So I saw what you were seeing. I saw the same thing. He's throwing a lot of breaking stuff. But I think a lot of that has to do with the lineup. And a lot of it is I really think the reason he's been more effective this year is because he's been using that curveball more.
But if he's out for an extended period of time, if this is a serious injury, then
they're screwed.
They're gone.
Curveball that he threw to Encarnacion got put in the seats anyway. I mean, that was an instance where he threw some breaking stuff and it didn't matter. But if you throw fastballs to guys like that, they're going to feast all day.
Yeah, and that's a tough lineup to pitch against. And frankly, I think you get out of there with two runs, you feel like you've done a good job. Unfortunately, with this offense,
they're just terrible.
It's not going to win a lot of games. And, you know, that's the only positive for them was the Rangers loss.
Yeah. It's getting to where...
Hey, this fire's getting worse.
You think it's going to get to us?
I don't know, man. It's not that far away. It's a block.
It's getting to where there are just really two guys at this point that you feel good about, you know? It's number three and number four. And if it's not those... Well, it's kind of a crapshoot, and Springer's kind of come back down to earth. You know, he's been solid, I should say, but like over this stretch where they've been losing, he's hitting .227 in the last week. I mean, in this, you know, last 9-10 games where things have gone south, there's two guys on the team that are hitting.
Yeah,
and it's hard to win games when that's the case.
And that's the thing, Springer's. Streaky. He's been streaky his whole career. When he's on a good streak, you've got three guys. When he's not, you've got two. And it's not like Correa has been beating the tar out of the ball.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm
really... Although Correa won the game the other day for him.
He did. You know, and he's pretty good. In extra innings, that guy seems to come up with a hit, which is what you want to see. But I really worry about them moving forward if they're not going to have McCullers. And, you know, you hear elbow and a guy leaves after, what, 4 2/3? That's not a good
sign.
That's
not good. And not
only
that.
But the kid they brought up looked good. He's one that they've been waiting on that they think can be a pretty good pitcher for him. But if you're just replacing.
He's not McCullers.
No, and if you're just replacing McCullers with him now, that's a negative.
Yeah, and the hope is, and who knows? I mean, you hate to speculate this early, but the hope is that it's not a major elbow injury. Because if it is, then you're worried about next season.
Right.
If he had, let's say it is some sort of tear, he has Tommy John surgery, that means he doesn't pitch next year.
Yeah, and that's a huge concern moving forward because that guy's been, he's certainly on his way to being your best pitcher.
He's been your best pitcher, I think, this season.
Maybe Fister's been a little bit better this year, but for the most part.
Mostly because Fister's been out there the whole time. McCullers missed some time, but I think he's been, as far if you just watch them pitch, he's the best pitcher they have this year.
And, yeah, I've been saying this all along. I love that guy. He's one of my favorite young Astros, and I think he's got a brilliant future in this league. So you don't know how much that sets him back if it is a serious injury, which hopefully it's not. But I guess we'll find out. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, John, just some tips for trivia. There's always a horse racing question, and there's always a hockey question. And usually that's great for me, but not so much for everybody else.
I didn't get either.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I got to which author has a movie or TV show like of their the work that they do, which has had it produced more than anybody. I didn't stay around for the answer. I put Stephen King on there for that, but because I was like thinking George Lucas isn't really an author. I didn't think that. So I was like, I don't know who else would have been on that list. Yeah,
probably more Stephen King books than anybody.
Stephen King always gets put into. Are you talking about his books wrong. Made into movies?
Movies and TV shows.
Yeah, he's had a lot. John Grisham's had a lot too.
Elmore Leonard had a bunch.
Yeah.
Somebody knows the answer to that now. I'm kind of curious.
I'll have to look it up or something.
I missed one hockey question one time that drove me nuts. It was what team was original? Their nickname was originally the St. Pats. And I just totally blanked, even though a week before I was playing NHL 16 in a throwback jersey with that particular team. And I totally forgot that it was the Toronto Maple Leafs used to be the St. Pats.
That's your favorite team.
I know, not the Boston Bruins, which is the obvious answer, right? That was awful. I should be shot for that.
Shame on you.
Yeah, and we lost by 8 points, and that was a 10-point question. So, yes, that was all on me. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We'll take some calls next segment, get some What Are the Odds on. I'll tweet out some pictures of this fire. Looks like maybe they've gotten it under control now.
By the way, Gomez has worked his way into better than Rasmus territory.
That's not saying much.
It's not saying much, but it gives him a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah, well,
everybody hates the dude, and I get it. He sucks.
That's part of the problem is that both of those guys just can't hit.
Well, and the problem is if you look at dollars per hit, those are the two that are the most expensive per swing.
And frankly, if you just had one of them hitting, you'd be okay. But. And I loved it when he hit that home run after the 0 for 25 runs. Oh, he busted out of his slump. No, he had one nice hit. That was it. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz.
Hold on to your butt.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, John, I was just checking the text line. And notice we haven't had one since 6:55 p.m. yesterday. So I just tried to test it, and it does not work.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So if we could let someone know.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Or maybe you've blocked everyone. Maybe it's gotten to the point where there's no one left to get through.
Well, certainly they would have been there for the afternoon shows, because there's always a bunch of texts when I get here that they don't read.
True.
So, yeah, I think we're having problems with the text line, but we'll get it worked out.
I forget. So when you block someone from texting, they can't text other shows either.
No, I just mute them on here. So, they can't text other shows either. Uh-huh. Well, they can text them. They just don't know that they're muted.
Right.
Right now, everybody's muted, but it's not intentional.
Okay.
So, anyway, people responding to that picture. Andy wants to know if we have a new pope. Baylor Baron Joe wants to know if you're smoking a fatty.
Me? I did just cough.
All right, a couple of... Steven brings up a good point about the trivia. There's always a weird Olympics question, too, and I bet they do that like crazy next week. So, yeah, study your Olympics. You get like a $50 gift card to get more beer and stuff there if you win that, which we lost our card somehow.
Oh.
It was my fault. I put it in my pocket, and then we drank a lot.
Cody says, what are the odds if the Astros don't bring up White, Reed, and Bregman, they land a Braun or Sale at the deadline? Well, the thing is, especially if you're going to land Sale, you would have had to give up some of those guys, and it's pretty clear they weren't willing to do that.
Yeah,
and for whatever reason, I'd trade two out of those three right now for Chris Sale, and it wouldn't hurt my feelings if Alex Bregman turned out to be Alex Rodriguez. The window with this team is relatively short. The window with this team lasts until Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve hit the market again. And I know you've got some time, but it's not infinite time. Because when those guys hit the market, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. And the Astros, they're barely willing to invest. I mean, it was a big deal. They invested $50 million. When you're talking about investing hundreds of millions, I don't think this ownership is going to want to do it. I think you're going to see those guys walk off somewhere else, at least one of them. There's no way they're going to sign them both to, you know, nine-figure contracts. I don't see it.
I don't either. And, you know,
and again, you've got some time. Because
they're tied up for a while. So
Altuve signed a stupid deal, and Correa is on a contract that has him controlled for some time, but not forever. And so your window is probably, I mean, let's say 5 years, right?
Yeah.
That's about right?
Yeah.
Before you really got to start paying those guys? I mean, if Alex Bregman's a really good player in 5 years, fine. I know Chris Sale's a really good player now and will be next year. And hell, maybe you can even sign him further than that. But again, I have a different philosophy. And hearing Jeff Luhnow talk after the trade deadline makes me realize that I just don't think the same way that the Astros think. It doesn't make sense to me, but that's the way they want to do business.
And I don't know that I trust them to keep what they've got going here.
Yeah.
I think that's my big issue, is that I'm not sold on this particular general manager. I'm not sold on this particular owner, and they haven't really done anything yet to show me that, oh no, they know what they're doing. They've done a lot of things that have worked out. They've done a lot of things that have been just completely stupid. A couple things from Twitter, and then we'll grab some calls. Cody wants to know, what are the odds I do well in the Rock the Mic contest? Should I go for it?
It was worth a shot.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely. And, you know, I do know, I could probably say without fear of contradiction that Cody could kick the crap out of every other Rock the Mic contestant.
Probably so.
Chase says, bar trivia sucks now because there's always that one group that uses their cell phones. There, you know what? I haven't noticed that at the ones we do as much, but I know people do it. It's kind of chicken bleep. If you're not smart enough, you're not smart enough. You're not winning enough to go and cheat.
What's the point?
It's like winning a scramble by just putting down 52.
Yeah.
Let's try Carlos. Get to lead it off today on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, Carlos? Sports.
Hey, now.
Hey, you know, those two positives yesterday. Musgrove was, you know, looked really good. And the hot chick behind the plate. What are the odds I could get her number? I'll hang up and listen, guys.
The hot chick behind the plate, but what about the other kid who was doing, like, the water sprinkler dance? Is that what it's called? Do you know what I'm talking about, Jong? Did you see that kid?
No, I didn't.
I didn't like that. I need to get away from that.
Yeah, well, I will just say, to put odds on that, for her to be sitting there,
she's with a rich guy.
She's either hyper-loaded or she's with somebody who's hyper-loaded. So unless you're, you know, you got Tillman Fertitta money, I don't like your chances.
All right.
Let's try Vince.
I saw a chick at an Astros game. It was in the playoffs, actually, last year against the Royals. And I was working for ESPN doing I had to go on the field and interview Dallas Keuchel after the game.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting back there, or sitting right behind the plate in those badass seats waiting for the game to end. And I see this chick who's just unbelievably hot. And sure enough, Arian Foster. Ah. He was toting her around.
Well,
actually, she was like getting up and getting him drinks.
Mm.
Which
the female from last night, she's actually one of those, models. I know her because I saw her on Busted Coverage.
Uh-huh.
She's one of those super fans, and she's a Houston sports super fan. And her name is, I'm probably going to butcher this, but it's Tyrann Hillo. She's on Twitter, and she has 11,000 followers.
Wow.
What's her name? Tyrann? How do you spell that?
T-E-R-A-N-N, and then her last name is H-I-L-O-W.
Tyrann Hillo.
Could be Hilo.
No, it's H-I-L-O-W. Yeah, she does have a lot of followers.
Yeah, she's one of those. She's one of those celebrities, if you want to call them celebrities, that get featured on a lot of these blogs.
She has more followers than you, Fred.
Yeah, well, she's hotter than me.
That's true. You should change your profile pic to hers. See what that does.
Yeah, you know how I found out how I get the most followers is when I tweet out pictures of hot chicks just for no reason. And yeah, that would get me to like 15,000 in a heartbeat.
Good call.
But I kind of like the ones I have because most of them are interested in the stuff we talk about.
That's funny. Most of mine are total a-holes.
I wonder why.
Funny how that works out, isn't it?
All right, let's try another call. Vince, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sports and stuff.
Sports and stuff to you.
Hell yeah. I just want to see, what are the odds that y'all think there will be a revolution in America in the next, say, 24 years, so 2040?
Like a revolution, an uprising against the government,
like,
you mean?
Yeah, like we're talking total overhaul.
I have a hard time seeing that. Our government is so well armed, and I know everybody thinks that, like the everybody who's against gun control is like, we should be able to have these weapons because the government, or if we ever have to face a tyrannical government, we need to be able to protect ourselves. And I'm like, dude, I've been on the government side. We had Apache helicopters. I promise your AK-47 isn't going to help you. So that's, I always laugh at that argument, was if the government ever tries to take us out, well, they'll be able to because they've got better stuff. I promise. Whatever you've got, they've got better stuff.
Well, and even if you have the military on your side, it doesn't always work. Go ask Turkey.
Yeah.
So
I don't see that happening. I mean, it would take I'm always surprised when, like the Columbine kids, when you get one crazy person, you know, that's not surprising. But when he talks to another crazy person and that dude's like, yeah, let's do it. That's when it's like, man, that's amazing. And I mean, not in a good way, but it's amazing that they found two people that are that crazy that are both like, yeah, I'm down for that plan. An uprising against the government would take like several thousands of those guys going, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm willing to.
I would say if it didn't happen in the 60s. It's probably not going to happen. But I do think we need significant change in our government. But because we always talk about, and this is the greatest country in the world, but only for a small percentage of our population. And that's got to change. And at some point, the way we elect people has to change. I mean, our base system of government works and it makes sense. But unfortunately, it's also so easily manipulated by the hyper-rich that they're the ones who get the most out of it. And I think people are going to get frustrated, but until we do something like form a third party that actually represents the people.
Which, by the way, CNN tonight at 8 o'clock, there's an independent town hall. Gary Johnson's going to be there. So if you're looking, if you want to know more about the other options that aren't named Hillary or Donald, at CNN, 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I will be tuning into that. So let's get another call in. Orlando, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Sports.
I wanted to comment about that the hot chick that the Astros game last night. I saw her pull up in a Lambo, and when she got out, it was kind of hard not to stare with my girlfriend next to me. But, yeah, she was pretty, pretty nice to look at.
Well, good for you guys. Yeah. Well, did your girlfriend say anything?
No, kind of, you know, did one of those, hey, look, babe, kind of like look at something else, kind of try to play it off at the same time. Like drop something on the floor, look at her, but, you know, she kind of caught wind once all the guys started staring at her.
What is this chick doing that she's got a Lambo? Was she driving or riding in the Lambo?
No, she was driving herself in a Lambo. That's what caught my eye, was a Lambo.
Good Lord.
I forgot who was driving, and she just got out.
God, I just don't. I'll never understand why I wasn't born with a great rack. I mean, my whole life would be different. My whole life would be different. It's a man's world, but geez, if you're hot enough, it's your world.
Yeah, or if you were...
Dude, look at that. The flames are rising over the rooftops.
Oh, geez, now. It's gotten bad again.
The flames are rising
over
the rooftops.
I thought they had it almost out. It looked like it was calming down. If anybody knows what that is, it's actually on fire. Please tweet the show. I would say text the show, but it's still not working.
Yeah, we can't take that.
Yeah, or you know, just Facebook us or something and let us know. It's right next to a storage place and that Wells Fargo down there on Richmond. So whatever that is. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 is your number.
All right, I got to tell you guys about my friend, man's best friend, and I got a new dog. I've got to take her in to get trained because Your dog, your dog's got to be a responsible member of your family. Like, you can't have these dogs running around acting crazy, don't know how to walk on a leash. That's it. It makes you enjoy your dog owning experience less. You want to train them young so they know what to expect as they grow up. But of course, you can teach old dogs new tricks too with Man's Best Friend. School's about to be back in session. You're going to have more time. Spend it wisely training that new or old pet. And Man's Best Friend is the professional difference in dog training. They've got the board train where you take them in and you leave them for a while, let the trainers get them right. That's what I did with my old dogs. Or you can just go in for private lessons if that's what you prefer to do, if you don't want to leave them for any amount of time. They've got a great boarding facility, though, open 7 days a week. It's air-conditioned. It's a nice spot. You can stop by 2331 Bingle Road there in Houston, or give them a call, 713-932-6709, or you can check them out online, mansbestfriend.com, and our listeners get 20% off if they mention ESPN 97.5. That's 713-932-6709 or mansbestfriend.com for Man's Best Friend.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. So we're told it's an apartment fire. You know what's kind of cool? You can see one of the ladder guys up there hosing it down from the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I admit I'm kind of a dork when it comes to these things. So, apparently, according to Brian T. Smith, that A.J. Hinch said Astros will take it slow with McCullers. If all goes well, he will begin throwing in 2 weeks. Surgery hasn't been discussed. They're going to evaluate him over the next 2 weeks, which scares me. So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And as far as the text line goes, John tells me we have a new interface that I'll have to be taught how to use. So I love how these things just happen. And then when we are trying to use something, then I find out. But we'll get it fixed and we'll let you know when you can actually text the show again. I wonder if that means that all the people I muted, I'm going to have to remute. Because I don't remember numbers.
No.
Damn. Oh, well.
Hard times.
Maybe this is their revenge. It's like, all right, he muted me. We're going to make him change it. Let's try Dustin.
In the wind? Dustin the wind?
You were on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports fellas.
Sports.
All right. Hey, I just want to let you guys know the Taryn Tylo is her last name. The chick y'all were talking about that sit behind home plate. I actually went to high school and middle school with her older brother. And let me tell you something. She ain't got nothing on her mom.
Oh, really? Hot mom, huh?
Oh, really? Let me tell you, there were plenty of sleepovers back then. And, of course, she was only 8 or 9 years old, so I won't get weird like that. But her mama, man, smoking hot.
Nice.
Well, probably had to inherit it from somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's a chick that hot doing cheering for the Astros?
Yeah,
aren't really hot chicks supposed to make their lives as easy as possible?
Supposed to be Dodgers fans or something like that, I mean, right?
You'd think like a Yankees fan or a Cardinals fan, even Red Sox fan, you could get away with now.
Yeah, except only if you're really pale.
Yeah.
Only hot, pale chicks can do that.
That's true. Astros girl.
Well, you know what?
You got to be famous for something, right?
Yep. So, yeah, McCullers on the DL. That appears to be official.
Nick says, Fred, you can see a dude on a ladder with a hose from blocks away but can't read the names on the screen.
It's only a block away. It's very bright outside, and this screen is old and dirty.
That's true.
Yeah, you have to admit, screen. It looks like it's got somebody's rubbed dirt all over it.
Yeah.
So it's not entirely my fault that I can't see the damn screen. I've gotten it right so far today. See, Jason. Let's try Jason, whose name I can read.
Hello, Jason.
Sports guy.
Sports to you.
Hey, I saw a Fox Sports article this morning that they ranked the top five teams in college football they thought could sneak into the college football playoff. They had USC, U of H, Oklahoma State, North Carolina, and one other one. I was seeing what y'all thought the odds of one of those teams getting in the college football playoff is. I'll hang up and listen.
The ones you named, I don't see it. I mean,
North Carolina, I don't see any chance because that means they've beaten Clemson and Florida State.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're good enough.
Well, I mentioned we talked about Oklahoma State yesterday. Like their schedule makes it seem like they'd be able to.
Well, that's a good program though, and that guy's built that thing up, and that one I could see. That if you asked me to pick one out of that group that I thought could do it, that's who I'd pick.
Who, Oklahoma State?
Yeah.
Well, not me. Not me.
I don't know what
USC and USC. I love USC's talent. I think they've got as much talent as anybody, but. You know, Fred keeps bringing me back to earth. I don't know what to think about this coach, you know. So if this coach is good, he should win immediately there.
Yeah.
Because USC may have more returning talent than anybody in the Pac-12.
He might be able to coach. He might, but.
I mean, he fell into a job where if he can't coach, we'll know right away. If they win six games. We know the guy can't coach because they have players. When you got Ronald Jones and Justin Davis and these guys, Smith-Schuster, if you can't coach those guys, you're just not worth a damn.
Well, the one thing about USC, they've had talent ever since Pete Carroll left. They've also made bad coaching decisions on who they've hired. And until they prove me wrong and he does a good job, then I'm going to assume that they're not going to be very good. And North Carolina, not good enough to go to it.
North Carolina has to play Georgia and Florida State regular season.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
But no, I just don't see it. I think they're going to be better, but I don't think they're going to be a team that's good enough to do that. And we've talked about UH. I mean, yeah, if you can beat OU in Louisville, but man, that's asking a lot. I think they're going to play OU really close week one, but I'll be surprised if they beat them. And even then. Even if they do all that, even if they run the table, it's still a tall order to get in there. Because what if you have a one-loss Michigan or a one-loss Ohio State? They're getting in before you.
Yeah. Well, depending on what their loss is.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming the loss is to the other one.
Yeah.
And unbeaten Ohio State and one-loss Michigan are both getting in.
And this probably won't be a popular thing to say, but they should. I mean, if you play a Big Ten schedule and you lose one game.
Yeah, especially if you look at who all Ohio State plays outside of that. They also play Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys play pretty tough non-conference schedules in addition to everything else.
And what we've said, like, about UH, how many really tough games do they have this season? I mean, Oklahoma's tough. Louisville's tough. I think the Navy game is tough.
Yeah, especially when you got to go there.
But do you have any other games that you're like, that's a really tough game?
I'd look at the rest of their schedule and I'd say, yeah, they might struggle against Cincinnati. Maybe. They're going to be favored every single game.
Right, and if Ohio
except
State...
Except for Oklahoma and possibly Louisville.
If Ohio State had Cincinnati on their schedule, people would say, oh, they're scheduling cupcakes. I mean, that's sort of the difference. Ohio State is going to play 9-10 teams that would be the second or third best team that UH plays.
I'd say third best. They're not going to play that many teams that are better than Louisville.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, behind Oklahoma and Louisville.
No, you said they play 9 or 10 teams that would be the second or third best.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The third best.
Yeah, yeah. Possibly, yeah.
Well, most of them would be the second best, and there are a few that would be the third best.
Yeah, I'd say some of them be the second best. I think Louisville's better than you're giving them credit for.
They're better than Michigan State?
No.
They're better than Michigan?
No, but that's two, and Oklahoma. That's not most. That's a few games. They're better than the rest of the Big Ten that you're going to start throwing out there. Maybe not Wisconsin, but, man, that's going to be a pretty good team this year. Let's try Trey. What's up, Trey?
Hey, guys.
Hey, now.
Sports.
Sports to you.
I got to ask, what do you think the odds are that our candidate Gary Johnson gets the 15% to get on the debates? I'll hang up and listen.
Man, I don't know. I'm hopeful, but I'm very cautiously hopeful. Hopefully a lot of people tune in tonight and they see what the guy's about. You know, I still think there's some people... And my dad I've got him convinced he's going to watch this thing tonight. My dad was a Bernie Sanders guy.
Yeah.
And he went from, you know, he couldn't find a good thing to say about Hillary to now he feels like he kind of has to vote for her. And I'm like, no, you don't have to do that. You know, you don't vote for someone you don't believe in. So he's going to watch this thing tonight, and hopefully that'll convince him.
Yeah, I think if you're a Bernie guy, then isn't that the direction you should go?
That's the direction you should go. But then Bernie endorsed Hillary, which a lot of Bernie guys thought was a big giant sellout move and a huge disappointment.
Well, I can tell you one person who did. My son, who was a big Bernie supporter, when he backed Hillary, he actually wrote a letter to Bernie Sanders, and he put a copy of it on his Facebook page. And I mean, he was bitter and pissed off. And I mean, and the kid's a terrific writer, so he made his points really well. But I'm reading that going, damn, son, you know, I can't get that mad about anything. Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. I'll be honest, man, I'm so sick of both parties, and I just want to hear something different, and hopefully we will. And I don't know if it's going to make any difference. And until, you know, like I said, until people really get pissed off enough to do something about it and quit voting for, you know, the people that we're all putting in office, I'm just as guilty of as everybody else. It's never going to change. I'll tell you what, though, you can change the way you sleep. All you got to do, go visit my friends at Texas Mattress Makers. Summer's coming to an end. They're going to make it one to remember. And how about this? The newly enhanced Dublin Queen set is going for $599, and it features the quad coil system, which I got to tell you, when you go to shop at Texas Mattress Makers, ask them to show you this quad coil system. You're going to learn more about how you sleep in just a matter of minutes than you've probably known your whole life. The Dublin King mattress sets have dropped to $799. Sales on all sizes straight from the factory. And I'm telling you, man, I've got an opportunity to be out there a few times and see how they actually make these mattresses. And that quad coil system helps you sleep better. That's what I have. It's what AJ has. And I promise you, if you go and get a mattress there, you're going to sleep better. You're going to save a bunch of money, because a lot of the places, the retail store, they haven't even heard of this technology. And I'll tell you what, in this weather, helps you beat the heat to sleep better. Go talk to them. They know what goes on inside your bed, because they make the mattresses and sell them directly to you. You're going to save at least 50% over what you would get in a retail store. You're always going to get the lowest direct price. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. Visit them at TexasMattressMakers.com at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood Navigation off I-10 East. Tell them I sent you. I promise you they'll take care of you. They love the Blitzers. That's TexasMattressMakers.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And John has given me the new text line login. It does not work. Just so you know, I copied the address and the password from your email, and I get your login or password is incorrect. Please confirm you've selected the correct service and try again. So I'm not sure what the hell this is about. So somebody's going to have to explain it to me like I'm a child, because apparently I can't deal with a new text line change.
Frobie said, talking about Jill Stein, who a lot of the Green Party candidate, who a lot of people are saying is the Bernie third party equivalent. And she's not going to be on all 50 ballots. Gary Johnson is. He said she's already on most ballots, including Texas. There's a legit chance that all four candidates will have the percentage to be in the debates. I would say there's almost zero chance that all four of them will have the votes to be in the debate, the polling numbers to be in the debate.
Yeah.
Man, they must have that. Maybe that fire's out, because now it's so smoky that you can't even see over there.
Well, a friend of mine retweeted this a second ago. I got to find it because I was, yeah, here it is. 135 firefighters on the scene as it was upgraded to 3 alarms.
If I wasn't working, I would have gone and helped. I would have volunteered.
Says avoid Richmond and Sage until further notice. So that's from the Houston Fire Department. I didn't know they had a Twitter.
Well, yeah, they got to get stuff out.
Yeah, glad that people are retweeting. So 713-7 yeah, Lamont says your son's first year and this is his welcome to politics. And he's one of those that got all behind Bernie. And
let me tell you something about politics. I've been voting now since I guess my first election was 2000. And since then, I haven't really had a good choice. So I hate to break it to you. You're not very, very few times in life are you going to be presented with a candidate who you go, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Those guys don't exist.
My first one was Reagan, who I like quite a bit.
All right.
So I was excited about him.
How many of you had a chance to vote for since that you were really excited about?
Crickets.
Yeah.
Actually, I liked Clinton, too.
I liked Clinton. He's probably my favorite president that I've been alive for.
And those two, and I actually like George H. quite a bit.
Original
OG
Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him, too.
Okay, so I tried this for admins and for users, and the password and sign-in do not work for either one.
He's working on it.
Come on!
Okay. I got excited because I thought, all right, this is cool. Give me a new toy to play with. I'll figure out how to do it. And... yeah. And Justin says, just try typing the password instead of copying and pasting it. Some security interfaces don't allow that. I already tried that. That's why I copied and pasted to make sure I got it right. Let's try Joey. What's up, Joey?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that the Blitz will be live in Beaumont, Texas, the week before the Cardinals play the Cougars in football this season?
I'd love to.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. The best thing I can tell you is if you want us in Beaumont, go to one of your bars and stuff and get them to put up the money. Because the problem is, in the past, we had a lot of sponsors that would put up the money for us to come over there because it is expensive. And a lot of those guys dropped out. Lamar got mad because of something that one of the other shows said. And so... you know, we can't, it's not the same as it just doing an appearance here. So go to one of your places and say, hey, man, put up the money. We'll bring all our friends. We'll come and we'll drink a bunch of beer and get them to do it. And we'll come over there. I'd love to come over there, but it's like anything else, man. It's comes down to the dollars.
Yeah.
So
I like going out there. We always have a good time there. It's just, listen, it's a long haul and I understand it's, in Beaumont, it's difficult to find a place that's willing to have a show from out of town.
And frankly, that's big enough.
Yeah,
we've run into that, and also they have to have the last time we were there, we had it wasn't the last time; it was the next to last time. I think we had a complete disaster because there wasn't a phone line, and the show kept dropping out every 5 minutes and disappearing. And it was, there's they have to have the infrastructure for us to do it, so. We'd love to do it, but it's not up to us. It's really up to somebody there putting up the money and getting in touch with our ad folks. My buddy Corey the fireman tweeted me or texted me that they have both a Twitter and a Facebook page. So now I'm going to have to – now I know what to follow if I want to keep up with the fire.
Okay.
I'm kind of fascinated by these things, I have to admit.
I'm anti-fire.
I am too. Boy, it looks like they got it now, but, man, now it just looks like fog.
What do you think, Jong? Do you and Fred want to keep doing the show? I'll go make sure everything's all clear over there.
I think they got it.
You know what? Okay. I'm following them on Twitter now, so I can get updates, and they'll tell us.
Unless you want to leave the show and go do a Facebook Live.
That's a good idea.
It would have been better when you could see the fire coming,
yeah,
though. Well, I hope everybody's safe over there.
Fred, it's the important thing. It's not like NASCAR where people watch for the crashes. The people cheer when the fire's out.
Not NASCAR people.
Well,
we have NASCAR people who listen to the show.
Okay, you want to play the average IQ game? let's be honest here. You cheer when the fire's out.
No, but it looked cooler when the fire was coming over the thing there,
where you
could see it.
All right,
that would have made a better. Well, look at what people click on in these things. Whenever these Facebook Live things go viral, it's always something like that. It's not going to be, oh, look, the fire's out. That's excited about it. The firemen are excited about it. The people who live there are probably excited about it. But dude sitting in Des Moines, Iowa is like, that's the fire? Ooh, really?
Well, I mean, it's just like when there's an active shooter or something like that, everybody watches the news until the active shooter's taken out.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're like cheering for the active shooter to keep going.
No, of course not. But it's the old train wreck thing. Everybody wants to see the train wreck. Yeah. That's why everybody was stopping on 59 to watch the fire instead of driving home.
All right, guys, listen, I got to tell you about my friends over at Dirt Free Carpet. It's summertime. Your kids are out. They're doing a bunch. You're probably out doing a bunch of stuff. You're probably out walking around trying to hunt Pokemon, and you're dragging dirt and muck and Pokemon poop into your house. Gross. Gross. And if you use the other carpet cleaning companies, they're going to leave your carpets dirtier than they found them. Not the case with Dirt Free. Other cleaning companies leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens. It'll make your family sick. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They use powerful engines to create high pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh and deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free right now. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.